Sí, va por.
Uy, qué buen juego, ¿no?
I'm going up today.
Okay, so you'll try to hit Rick. And he needs 16.
I think he should dodge.
16. 12. 12. 9. Damn. Oh, well, you missed. No, you need a 16, and then I will 16, so then I didn't need a 12.
Yeah.
Let's see what he needed. Okay. Take
it out.
Start playing spikes. Tila. Oh, goes slow again. 54. What do you want to do? Hit her again.
This one? Yeah.
Oh,
just like that.
Yeah.
No, not just like that.
No, actually, that won't help her at all.
13
is plus 3, 15, 7. Oh, you knocked her out. Damn it. The android's trying to take you down.
You're not normal human, are you?
I dodged the
wrong. Are you an alien?
No, she's a normal human.
Oh. Oh, that's true.
Bold suits. Still have these 80 power. Damn it. The robots will go. More robots coming.
More robots?
3 more. Now there's 6.
Yeah.
They're all indestructible.
Yeah.
Okay, your guys' turn. She was overconfident. And then when she realized her danger, she was out.
Too late.
Too late to retreat and trigger self-destruct. Oh, actually, yeah, there's one. Okay. She'd be part of the modern or something. She was knocked out, but this happened. Anyway. Okay, 35.
48.
Go up.
You have your blaster now.
That's my blaster.
Do critical. He's pulling this roll high. So roll.
Yeah, I'll do a critical. 7.
Oh,
11 or more.
Eventually, it's going to hit Riff. It'll just be you and him.
Yep.
Once he does it, he's a wham.
He needs a 16. 17.
Oh.
Plus 1, 13. What is your body? 26.
26.
So, 7 points. Stuns you. Stuns you, at least.
I'm off. 2 off. At least. Or 3.
I'll find 1.
Wow.
Really? Why are you keeping the other one?
You might die.
Death. Don't you learn?
No, I'll burn for the
At least you do not.
Yeah,
you're still efficient.
Three rolls to save you this time, pal.
And then Rav goes. Right?
Already won.
Oh, alright. Yeah, oh, that's right, he won. So it's Dark Flame against 6 robots. Indestructible robots. Slippery as eels, I say.
So close. Alright.
How many of them get attacked?
3.
3? Alright. multiple twos. Which is for what?
13.
17. Okay, you destroy three. The
other thing is attack me. I dodged the
Two more come in.
Damn.
Analyst supply.
No, there are only two more.
It's
true. Okay, you're fine. Unless you roll really high, 38.
Okay, same order. Go.
Okay.
Him. Yep.
8 and 8.
Oh. So. Take him out.
4 and 9.
13, 18, 31. So 31, and you needed a 9, so that's 21 extra. Plus your 9 is 30, minus your body, so he takes 12 damage. Whoa! More than Ren has done all day. He buys it off.
Oh.
Using up,
Yeah, because multiple is 3. Thanks. Should be like 11. Should I or should I not?
Okay,
so
actually, that was 29, not 31.
Yeah, that's right. Was it?
Yeah.
It's
8 and
8. Yeah, 16. Oh, yeah, 29. Right.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Okay. So, I guess he's about last two.
Last one.
Okay, two last levels with only 10 damage. So he buys 9 points of ready 50 points.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, two less damage.
Okay. Rat tries to hit him?
Maybe I should use a devastating. He's been attacking you, right?
It's true.
I can't even hit him, though, with a critical.
You got a plus one, though, because it's a second attack. So you only need a 12 for his devastating.
No, that's true. Should I try it?
Sure.
Alright, sure. Yeah, 13.
plus one, 13. Devastating does... I forget how much I said.
Plus 12?
Plus 12. So it's 25 minus 18, takes 7. He buys off 6, takes 1. Uh-oh. Looks bleak now. Unless you can roll 15 or 16. Hit rip. One's not good. No, no matter what, it's going to be. Alright. Dark Flame against 5 robots. Android. She goes first. Okay. Unless, of course, she rolls a 2.
Some
of the Andrews are more tougher than me.
Yeah.
And some are not.
Oh, these are the house cleaners.
House cleaning Andrews?
It's like the vacuum cleaner and the coffee
maker.
Well, okay. Not the coffee.
The cleaning
maker.
Crew. The
coffee maker is special significance.
Something happens?
Not yet. So, let's see. Initiative for your fights. Ooh, he might actually go faster. Ooh, yeah.
Should I take us out?
God. 76.
Yeah.
I'll never go this fast again.
Wow. Impressive.
You can just do that for an attack.
He rolled 54. Wow, that's pretty good.
You rolled what?
54.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
That's a higher roll of the day.
Okay. Now that he's pervasive universe.
Yeah, he seems taken out.
Actually, neither of us can dodge anymore, right? Because he went last and then first.
Aha!
That sucks.
But you're so much more dangerous than
me. Well, you know, it's
as far as you can tell, the human is so much more dangerous. It's like a ninja or something.
He is a ninja. Look at his skill. Ninja.
Alright, so he tries to take it down.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shoot.
Here's the 40 grand.
Body is 6.
Uh-huh.
Did you use like 2 hero points?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, get him back.
Huh?
Because the splitting effect did a lot less damage. He did 6 points less damage. So, 15. So he needs a 16. So he's a 16 to be 0.
But he's not dodging now.
That's true, he's not dodging now. So he only has a deck of 6.
Uh-oh.
Wow. He could actually do damage.
He might kill him.
Not really. What's he rolled up?
Yeah.
Is he still going to flail?
Flail, that means you do 7 to do 0. Then you have to roll up anyway, so now he can't do that. Because you still have to roll up to do damage, basically. Alright, so you just try to hit him. No!
So close.
Bloody 8 and then was a 1. Damn it.
So close.
Oh well, he was.
Take him out.
Okay. I think he just did no damage, but he
did. Should I try devastating again? Give me a 12.
Sure. Yeah, you roll 12, you do 24.
I just need to roll up. Roll up! Hey! Now I roll up.
Oh,
I'll keep that roll for the next one.
Okay.
Is that okay for this?
No. So Dark Flame looks around. So you're in the control room.
Okay.
The elevator's like in the middle. So you turn and you see those
tidal wave control machine.
Yeah, the tidal wave control machine. Well, with the machines that, you know. Tidal wave activated.
Activated?
Yeah.
Alright, I try to figure out how to turn it off.
It's kind of complicated, but you can call it a roll.
You can do it, man.
You can, you never know.
You're a school girl, you learn things in school.
I learned things in school.
4.
You're an idiot. Pay more attention in class.
A lot of buttons.
Alright,
I'm just trying to figure it out.
I go find one of those smart guys.
Okay, so you go start looking. Meanwhile,
you did this wrong. I should have gone for the AOR.
Or me.
Okay, initiative.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, 33. Yeah, 8. Actually, I'll fly out and see if I see any sort of, you know, thing charging up to zap the water. And if I don't, then I'll go underwater and look for something charging up to zap the water.
So you can, like, punch through the roof.
Okay.
That's what you want? Okay,
yep.
Roll.
79.
So what did you roll?
Or 12.
What was your actual roll?
8 and 8.
79 minus your initiative.
79 minus 38.
Okay, 41. So 41.
Ooh.
All right. What'd you roll?
12.
Okay. You punch through the roof. All right. So you go first.
Harrison Forthmile. Then I shoot him. 11.
Okay. things that makes them slightly easier to hit.
Should I dose these again?
Yes.
Yes.
I should? Okay. 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 All right. Just gotta roll up. Come on!
Did you roll up?
Yep.
Damn you.
Oh, fuck.
That's 2-1. So, what'd you get?
19.
19's pretty good. Let's see. 12, 7... So
even when I roll up, I can't go over 20.
My 18's 13... Heal them. Ah! Because you know that I don't heal points. No, I don't have heal them points. Ah!
What's taking you so long?
He's like Superman, man. 18 body? Isn't that Superman?
Yeah, that's
the way I
thought. Like
20. I don't think. Yeah, maybe. Oh, maybe Darkseid has 18. But that's pretty damn tough.
Super fools. Okay. So you fly up. You don't see any antenna glowing or anything?
Alright. I call down to the...
I have no idea what the actual device is.
I call down to these guys. Hey, they turned on the thing.
What? Where? Let me see. I go down.
I go up.
I go underwater.
Okay, so you can feel a rumbling.
What the?
And yes, you get going to the control room.
Yeah. What's the abort button?
So... Let's see, this should be...
Scientist?
No, let's see.
It's gotta be scientist.
It is a scientist role.
Would it be hard?
It would be hard because of the security thing, so... But...
How hard?
Yeah, all that security. Well, actually... Yeah, it would be like, 23.
24.
28. Okay. 28,
Rex
finds
his
first.
Oh, obviously. See, this is the button that labeled the board.
I look for something to break.
Damn, school girl. Pay more attention in class, I say.
The rumbling slowly subsides. Time do I have here? Wow, a lot of time.
Oh, I go.
We got another time.
Yeah, apparently.
I go back into the water and fish out the people fell.
Unless they drowned by now. And take them in. So, Masters of Disaster, huh?
Yeah, actually, that's true. Yeah, alright, so you round it up.
Yeah, we call the Coast Guard, I guess.
Calling the Coast Guard.
Dismantle this research lab here.
Yeah, and you just clean out all the stuff and then rent it out.
Turn the weight maker the other way so it's a defense for the island. Huh? Huh? Good thinking.
Right? What's it possibly going to affect pointing away from the island?
Well, you know, ships coming in, invaders. Back in the 40s, you know? Damn invaders.
Stop living in the past. Teaser.
You're waiting for World War IV.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Four?
Well, three was limited exchange.
I thought that was two.
No, two was...
Two actually ended, right?
Two actually ended?
Two did end. But Germany still intact in control of Europe.
Okay.
So three was when they started throwing bombing nukes and... whatever.
Those were good days. Lots of radiation.
I was like, nukes and, like, arcane weapons.
Arcane?
Mystical weapons.
Wow.
Such a really easy.
you still have the sphere of essence?
He's called the sphere of essence. Didn't you guys get? No,
Japanese.
Oh, the Japanese one? No, you guys. After Japan,
so. So, do you still have it now?
Yeah. It still protects Germany.
Really? Huh. So, I can't go into Germany?
Not really. I mean, you can use that
the
artifact.
Amulet?
The amulet.
It's still there in the museum?
Yeah.
How about the rod? What's her name? Take the rod. It's an earth artifact, right there.
She took it back with her.
Did she?
No. You haven't seen it again.
It just mysteriously disappeared.
Damn thief. Until now. I vow not to rest.
Can't see when you're out there taking an earth artifact. Ought to be a law.
How do you know it's actually
her
artifact?
It was
old.
Earth, I tell you. It was old when the Earth was young.
Clearly, it came from somewhere else.
I can read the inscription.
It could be made by, aliens, right?
Like, yeah,
like
alien
Vixel. Icthulu? Maybe it was Icthulu.
You mean something like
Yeah, that is pretty
pathetic. It's just cool.
Chase when they got the diamond, they fled, and then they had like a ship that rams the speedboat that actually opens up and takes it aside.
Wow.
And I was like,
wow, they had a
little
like
fluff
planned out.
Yep.
Like a plane.
Uh-huh.
Well, that happened.
Yep, and then they were getting mad because there was no diamond there, so they used the second tidal wave. And you could just, and then, actually, the model had it the second tidal wave. They overloaded and it destroyed the platform.
Hmm.
And then the villains, the masters of death should get mad and attack them. So they're going to get their money.
So who's behind the corporation?
You don't find out.
Oh.
Not yet.
Future villain.
Future villain. So how many hero points do you guys spend? Any?
No.
Yeah.
Spend one.
Yeah. Oh well.
I would have spent four.
True.
Yep.
I would have spent two. I took one more point. It was inefficient.
That's efficient.
So, Okay. So, Rat, you hear that your old nemesis, Star Sapphire.
Yeah.
How many old nemesis does he have?
He's 100 years old. He's a lot.
Yeah, lots. All of them.
I'm all jealous. I want an old nemesis.
Star Sapphire, yeah.
You know, naturally, all your old nemesis have to be a little one. Yeah. Or, you know, somehow, childhood time or something.
Or it could be a Star Sapphire, too.
It's true.
Unless, you know.
It could be because of the gems.
Yeah, it could be. Or the radiation.
Anyway.
Is it the same as the old one?
Pretty much.
Same?
You've never actually captured
it. Pink?
Never actually captured this person. It's always
strangely, I actually know this, but.
Yeah.
But I don't. Ah, so what? Okay, I hear.
So
that
she's
back.
Yes, you just hear that she's back because. She's been gone for a year. And then she robbed the bank.
What?
Like in next city over.
Yeah. Who cares about Honolulu?
And then like a week later.
They don't call me Honolulu Hero, do they?
Dude, there's not.
And when you get home, your wife has.
She says, good news, I got a bonus.
You know, that's why my wealth went up. Trickle down, in fact.
Now we can afford the pool, she says.
Alright! Great, honey! I feel so happy. Well, we can afford that new dinette set. It's great! Apparently, I got a raise, too, from something. Oh, actually, I should get a second job. What do you think?
Yes.
Huh? I don't know.
You can.
Well, actually, I'll wait till my ass is high enough. Because I'm too dumb to do anything. Once I get high enough, I'll go back to lecturing it. But as a different. Should I use a different name? No, I'll use the same name. They don't know.
Jones.
No one knows. Right? The old guy just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
So
close. Hey, actually, finished this finally. No?
No? Yeah. Oh, get rid of all the cards down here, too. Oh,
really? Yeah.
And they conveniently
put the classic card on top of it. So I don't
like this one.
You have to get rid of all the cards.
Instead of just the pyramid. That's like the 13
one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Evil.
That is
hard.
Evil!
They
do
that.
This is not the way
it's
I like that.
So, yeah, once my end goes up to 9 again. Even get a job lecturing. I see how young people are today.
Yeah.
And you,
fighters.
And you,
you're all fighters. All of you.
Gotta educate you.
Waffle. Okay, everybody can make a waffle.
9 and 3, 12.
Blah. Almost 17.
What's the minimum you need?
18.
11.
And 11 is what you actually need. So, what's your roll?
17.
Your riff rolls 12. And dark plane rolls 12.
This time, Ryan's going to be the rich bastard.
Not really.
Lucky.
So back point 5 is good enough, right?
Yeah.
Should be okay.
So you guys can get 3 hero points or 3 back points.
5 should be enough.
I already got 3 back points.
Yeah, points. So
I'll go to Honolulu and go talk to the bank manager. We'll check out the surveillance tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look the same? Does it
start yep.
Sapphire?
You know, she's got sort of a purplish costume with a little tiara, and then she's her,
nice
whatever,
costume,
like
I say.
A purple beam that does things with the tiara comes
along. Yeah. Excellent. She looks so familiar. I've seen her before.
Jeez.
Nah.
She's wears contact lenses, which has different color
eyes. Oh!
Purple eyes.
No, it's Jim. The Jim makes her eyes purple.
It's true. Okay.
Yeah, keep track of her now.
Too many old nemesis.
Old nemesis. What's plural for nemesis?
Nemesis.
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 A nemesis.
Probably nemesis.
Mm,
15 for Darkling. And 20 for the other two. Yeah. How much would the Rift get if I let him kill the
he lost two people. That means he would have lost over half. So he would have won like 8.
You owe me 12.
I would have lost 12, so you would have
gotten
9.
Oh, you owe me 11.
I
what? You owe me
11.
Oh.
So you got 20
hero
points.
Alright. Yeah, you can move up. Oh, actually, see,
I would have got...
Yeah,
if I want
everything.
Wow.
Yeah, you had killed both people, so that would have been minus 2 awards, so that would have reduced it to 9.
So you owe me 11. just like you owe me heal body and Urzo.
Yeah.
You owe so many people.
Yeah. Looks like I owe Chris a...
Yep. Flight from 20 to 21, though. 15 points. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be going light speed. So you should be working towards Detective 5 Charisma 5. So,
everything. Detective 5?
Charisma 5. Charisma 5. Yeah, today there were a lot of detective five. Roles.
But I'm not a detective.
That's true, but it's just basic deduction.
Yeah. But isn't that just int?
Or you can use your int. If you get your int, that's true. If you're raising, if you're going to raise your int to like 10 anyway, then you can do that.
So, 14.
Makes you faster.
Yeah,
or more expensive to get Detective 5.
Yeah, but I'm dumb. I got a teacher at a university. Who the hell's going to hire me with an M6?
You have a scientist 7, don't you?
9.
9? See? That's your scientist role, really.
Because
right? you just teaching them what you know.
Yeah, but
it is like, you know, that just means if people ask a surprise question, you gotta go.
Yeah, see, I don't want to be one of those old professors.
The ones that can't, you know, deviate from the syllabus at all.
Just listen to what I'm saying.
I guess strength 6, body 7, and I'll have 4 hero points left over.
Strength 6.
Detective.
Getting borderline.
What do you mean borderline?
6 is 1.5 tons.
Yeah.
I thought you were Indian.
Strength of 6?
Yeah.
Sure, you can do that.
Up your dex. Dex and body. You never need to use your strength, do you?
Mm. I think your strength is useful. Since you're using weapons.
Yeah, that's true. Always everything's
useful because I ran out of weapons. So I'm not going to have that blaster forever.
True, eventually roll a 2.
Yeah, eventually I'm going to roll a 2 and it's going to be on.
So, you know, you can really roll a 7 shot. 2-4 villains.
Yeah.
4-5. So,
I took on the big one.
Base cost on a skill is you just get it at 0. Yes.
Detective, huh?
10 points for Detective Zero.
Really?
I'm just saying instead of getting higher flight, especially for you, because you're fighting.
Oh,
really
right.
Fast.
Yeah, just
first hand. Going fast. That's true. Well, you're
oh!
That's true.
Body.
Should only blame myself, but I don't, so I just want to see these scenes.
It doesn't really matter. If it's really wax, you'll change it anyway, right?
Yeah, you might as well go
that
again.
That sounds capricious to me.
But what does that mean? I don't understand. Alright, I'm going to raise my body too. Right?
You can do that.
Because my defense is only like 12-8. I want to be 12-12. Right? Isn't that like
true.
The lower limit? 12 and 15?
No, 9 is the lower limit.
I thought it was between 12 and 15.
No, it was 12 average.
Really?
Yeah.
For this phase?
Yeah, at the start. You can go higher. 8, 10, 5, 6, 6,
10 points.
Come on, 12 points? You fought 5 villains. They weren't that tough.
Yeesh.
Well, that's true.
Wait,
yeah.
His first few adventures.
Yeah, I guess.
And then I'll just get, you know, tired and start hoping their scouts more mature early.
That sounds
suspicious to me.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
I don't understand that word.
Well, it depends. If it's like, you know.
Crazy?
Well, I mean, this one, you have to do a lot of investigating. So. It's okay if the villains aren't, you know. Because that wasn't quite me.
Yeah, but we made some logic moves to everyone.
Yeah.
Like
what?
Like which?
Like, oh, he's got a name. He must be important.
No, no. Well, that's from the cover. That's where we got the lead from.
Well, that was the first one. The second one was when Kevin had a name for the NPC just off the bat.
Yeah, so. I mean, you still knew there was Skilla and Skilla, right?
Yeah, we
knew
that.
You knew they weren't doing actual research. That's suspicious. Too many coincidences for a comic book.
That's true. It is comic book world, so we know.
The real world, they're just going to totally suffer a criminal.
How many points?
Yeah.
And you're being
we're vigilantes, so we don't exactly have the same burden of proof.
So
how many hero points do
they
have lying around?
10. Mm-hmm. Times 5, right? So
yeah,
15 before 10 now.
It's probably more like 12 now. Yeah.
I guess I won't spend any more.
Really? I'm the one hoarding all the hero points this time?
I spent myself down to 4.
I've got like 29 to begin with, and then now I have 27. So that means I should spend more. Huh. What to spend? Charisma? Should I up it?
It's 5.
Yeah.
Save up for that,
probably...
Sorcery?
Okay. Dimensional
traveler. Omnipower?
Omnipower. Sorcery. Base cost 750.
Yeah.
Divided by 5. Only 250.
No, it's 750.
It's just 750.
Yeah, it's
750. Okay, that's not too bad.
So, thank you. Okay. So, charisma? No.
Well, I'm hoping for phase 3 to be able to afford it.
Charisma, so who should be able to talk in the group?
Who should be able to talk? Everyone should be able to talk.
You made me have Charisma 5.
That's true. Well, Charisma 5 is more like the baseline.
Well, I do talk.
Yeah, since you're the leader,
I should
you probably
it.
Shouldn't go
yeah,
up a little bit.
I'm just sorry or girl. Oasis next time.
You want to what?
In phase 3, I could be Kisari or Oasis.
True.
Or Santa Claus.
But he's dead.
Yeah, Santa Claus is dead.
Oh, I heard today.
No more Santa.
He'll be back.
So, 12 points. Alright, I'll raise it 1.
Or worse, he'll be left back.
Alright, 15 points, that should be good. 2 more and teach at the university. Good thing we got that bonus.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, why is all unmarked bills? Sequential.
Hmm. that it? Is that it? You just assume
yeah.
it?
Well, let me give you 100 points and you go again. Try to build your square.
So every time
points?
You lose points?
Huh?
Do you lose points every time you lose?
No.
Points?
It starts you at zero.
Huh. Did you ever look up Superman's history?
Yeah, Superman's history. Come on.
This is far more important.
Yeah. The
Yeah, those little carnies are fans of the Asian stuff. Yeah. That's why you go to the Diablo. At least there you get tired eventually. And then you stop.
Ow!
It's too much.
So did you go into hell yet?
No.
Did you
actually kind of stuck
yes.
at the Mount area, defeating the three champions.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's kind of hard.
That's pretty tough.
It's like,
man.
Unfortunately, I don't really have to do that much damage, so. And they're way too fast for me. So, like, I can't run away. Keep it at this distance.
You gotta wait for the one player to get there?
Well, I don't know. I'll try some more. I'm thinking about if I just have enough purple, you know, for reduce, and then I keep hitting it enough. Because really, I just need to kill the guy that's throwing axes at me.
Yeah.
And then after that, then I could probably defeat this. Because they're, you know, they're not that. They have a harder time to hit me.
One of the tricks for that is if you get them to chase you all the way into a corner, so they head back into a corner, and they're not meleeing you, they won't be success from you. So they can't whirl wind or throw axes or jump. But it's hard to get that axe to throw in there.
It's true.
Because usually my bane is the jump one. Even if they howl or if I didn't.
So not specific.
He was actually resurrected by the alien Superman.
Before he died?
Really? Yeah.
The alien Superman?
Yeah. The alien Superman was actually like some
Kryptonian
type thing.
What, the Eradicator?
Yeah.
Was he?
Really?
Yep. Oh, okay.
So who built the cyborg Superman?
I think that was...
Brainiac?
I want to say Brainiac, but I don't think it was him.
He was like a... Hank Henshaw was the commander of a doomed shuttle mission for LexCorp.
Yeah.
One of four participating astronauts, his wife included, they crashed after an experiment took a turn for the worst. Upon landfall, two of the four astronauts perished. Strange radiation mutating their bodies terribly. Henshaw's wife alone survived without mutation thanks to Superman's intervention. Henshaw's body was changed to pure energy. His mind survived as he found he could transfer it to LexCorp's computer system. Later, Superman learned Henshaw could control and alter machinery while easily moving his mind through conduits. When Henshaw found out his existence was causing massive electronic disturbances, he used a NASA facility to beam himself to Superman's birthing matrix. That is in Earth's orbit. Henshaw altered the Kryptonian matrix to create a propulsion craft and, over Superman's objections, left Earth to explore space. Following Superman's apparent death, someone appearing to be a cyborg version of Superman, including having his DNA, appeared. The cyborg Superman convinced many that he somehow was Superman reborn. During Henshaw's desolate journey through space, he went quite mad and began to blame Superman for driving him away from Earth that he left. He especially blamed Superman for the death of the two astronauts and the revulsion his wife had shown towards him while in his mechanized form. He longs to be human again and blames Superman for his cyborg existence. He has vowed revenge on the Man of Steel. Partnered with the self-styled warlord Mongol, he caused the destruction of Coast City before being apparently destroyed by Superman.
Oh.
No mention of Superman coming back to destroy him. Later, the cyborg ended up on the planet Apocalypse in a dispute with Darkseid. When Superman was arrested by an alien tribunal, the cyborg again tried to defeat Superman. After learning the cyborg's true nature, the tribunal sentenced the cyborg to death by teleporting him into a black hole. The cyborg found himself in an alternate universe and encountered the Silver Surfer. Ooh, crossover.
Whoa. There's the alternate universe.
He was trapped in the barrier of the Promethean Giants where Superman found him. Unknown to Superman, he hitched a ride back to Earth with him where he began to make a more human machine. Disguising himself as her teacher, he was befriended by Ashbury Armstrong, who tried to convince Superman there was still good in him. He and Superman appear to be mortal enemies. Superman insisting that Henshaw pay for all the deaths he caused in Coast City, and Henshaw resenting Superman as an alien more interested in punishing wrongdoers than in rehabilitating him. The cyborg tried to take over Kandor, but Superman threw him into the rift between dimensions where he seemed to be trapped. Recently, the cyber moths that occupy the new Metropolis' underworld and the mysterious Overmind were somehow in contact with the cyborg as he wasted away between dimensions in the Phantom Zone, along with the adrift city of Kandor. As John Henry Irons and Superman were creating the new Fortress of Solitude and the Tesseract in the belly of the Steelworks refinery, the Cybermoths attacked, and one of their agents already inside the fortress opened the vault to the Phantom Zone and released the cyborg. After a fight with Superman, the cyborg was driven off by the residents of Kandor led by Sarazza, Saratak's sister. The door was about to be secured when Luna, the official Cybermoth representative, mistakenly took the door for the fortress's exit and drifted off, trapped in the Phantom Zone. The Kandorians were able to retain control over the cyborg using the same technology he initially brought to Kandor on his earlier visit. He made this decree to Sarazza before they returned. Kandorian, I promise I will not forget your interference. What was surprising was that on Superman's return to the Phantom Zone, he did not encounter the cyborg again. This time he was attacked by demons masquerading as Kryptonians, namely Superman's ancestor Kent-El. With the mutations that were present when we last saw the cyborg, the future does not look bright for the next time he and Superman cross paths.
Wow. Really complicated.
That is really complicated. All right, Sarah.
Oh, I guess it's typical for comics.
Yeah. It's a super boy.
He survived, right?
Kind of.
He joined one of the teenage
Superboy. After Doomsday apparently killed Superman, Superman's body was taken secretly to the Cadmus Project, where director Paul Westfield attempted without government authority to clone Superman. Attempts at cloning were at first unsuccessful because the Cadmus scientists could not replicate his Kryptonian DNA. But other cloning experiments eventually resulted in the individual now known as Superboy. Initially, Superboy's powers were limited to a tactile telekinesis, involving a telekinetic field similar to Superman's aura. The TK allowed him to fly and simulate super strength and give him considerable invulnerability. After first believing himself to be a clone of Superman, Superboy later learned he'd been engineered from human tissue with the DNA altered to make him look like Superman and give him his TK abilities. After Superman's return to Metropolis, Superboy has spent time in Hawaii.
Ooh, Hawaii!
And has worked with Cadmus. At first unofficially adopted by Superman and given the Kryptonian name Kon-El, Superboy later went to live with Clark Kent's parents in Kansas, becoming known as their nephew, Connor Kent. More recently, it's been learned that the genetic engineering that produced Superboy included splicing a great deal of Superman's DNA into the human DNA, making the kid half Kryptonian and Superman's actual offspring after all.
Well, that's complicated.
It's true.
A steel guy. Steel. I don't see a link for the Kryptonian, though.
The Kryptonian is Eradicator. I do know that.
Eradicator? Okay, we'll
come
up with that. Dr. Henry, John Henry Irons once worked as a ballistics engineer until seeing how his technology was used for weapons.
Correct. It's shit.
He began working as a construction worker named Henry Johnson, who Superman once saved from falling to his death. After Doomsday apparently killed Superman, Irons was inspired to use his engineering skills to forge a suit of armor and adopted the identity of Steel when he saw local gangs using guns based on the technology he invented. Although originally working in Metropolis, Irons moved to Washington, D.C. Later, Irons discovered he's a metahuman and began using armor he can summon.
Wow, metahuman.
Recently, Irons publicly revealed he is Steel. Irons' adventures appeared in the comic book series Steel. For a while, he was a member of the JLA and then returned with his niece to live in Metropolis, where he helped the SCU, whatever that is. John Henry, working from his steelworks, has aided Superman in learning more about the workings of his new Fortress of Solitude and its connection to the Phantom Zone. With the help of Professor Hamilton, John Henry was able to send Superman and Lois Lane back to Krypton via a connection established through the Phantom Zone. John Henry was taken prisoner, having been arrested by government agents because of his connections to an underground movement trying to wrest control of the V-13 technology away from Lex Luthor. Luthor later called on Steel to join the newly formed Suicide Squad in going to the moon to release Doomsday from his lunar prison in a plan to set the creature on Imperiex. The team didn't fare so well, however, and Steel breathes his last breath as Superman arrives on the moon. But Superman isn't prepared to let Steel die and confronts the Black Racer, who has come to take Steel's soul. This confrontation appears to have some effect on the Black Racer, who decided to allow Steel to live.
Wow.
Finding himself being offered the Entropy Aegis armor by Darkseid, John Henry Irons appears in space just in time to offer Superman help in trying to stop Brainiac 13 from taking over the universe. After defeating both Imperiex and Brainiac 13, John Henry Irons and Superman conducted tests on the Entropy Aegis to gauge its full power, enabling Steel to appear in Superman's defense when he was abducted from time and space by the Linear Men to stand judgment over his involvement in stopping Imperiex. So the Eradicator?
Yeah.
Eradicator.
Yeah.
Originally a sentient device invented by Kam-El, a Kryptonian ancestor of Superman. The Eradicator was designed as a weapon against the cleric, and as a device that ensured the genetic purity of Kryptonians. It had many powers, one being able to alter the genetic makeup of all Kryptonians so they would be unable to live anywhere besides Krypton. Because of this introduced genetic flaw, the Kryptonians who left with the cleric all died. Also, this meant no Kryptonians could escape when Jor-El discovered Krypton's imminent doom. The cleric gained control of the Eradicator and years later gave the artifact to Superman, who used it to teleport home from outer space. Superman, however, found the Eradicator's powers many and uncontrollable. One incident caused Jimmy Olsen to temporarily gain painful powers of elasticity. Deciding the Eradicator was too dangerous, Superman buried it in the Antarctic. Buried, the Eradicator secretly created a Kryptonian fortress and attempted to transform the Earth and alter Superman's mind to transform him into a Kryptonian. When Superman discovered his efforts, he underwent the Kryptonian rite of passage and apparently had control of the Eradicator. However, the Eradicator continued to mentally attack Clark Kent, who, only with the help of his adoptive parents, defeated the device in the Antarctic.
What?
And Superman left the Eradicator in the sun, apparently destroyed. Later, the Eradicator returned in humanoid form, again trying to convert Earth and Superman, before being apparently destroyed within the fortress by Superman, helped by Professor Hamilton. After Superman's apparent death, a being known as the Last Son of Krypton appeared. This being was revealed to be the Eradicator. The Eradicator's dissipated energies had reformed in the fortress, and when finding Superman dead, used his body's solar energies to convert mass from Superman's tomb into a body for the Eradicator. Then the Eradicator had taken Superman's body to the Fortress of Solitude, where the body slowly revived within an energy matrix. Aha. After Superman revived, he, with the Eradicator and other heroes, fought the Cyborg Superman. When the Cyborg Superman tried to use kryptonite energy to destroy Superman, the Eradicator released its energy to restore Superman. The body of the Eradicator was taken to Metropolis' Star Labs, where a dying scientist, Dr. David Connor's experiments, caused his mind to transfer into the Eradicator's body. This new Eradicator has worked with the heroes known as the Outsiders.
Hey, the Outsiders.
However, when the Fortress of Solitude was destroyed in the wake of Superman's attempt to rule the world, a duplicate Eradicator program tried to reassert its will on the Eradicator, driving him to attack an attack on Stryker's Island, before the Eradicator managed to gain control of himself once more, thanks to Superman's steel, and decided to exile himself in space to prevent harming anyone and to move out of the duplicate program's influence. However, when Brainiac 13 started causing havoc in Metropolis on New Year's Eve 2000, the Eradicator returned to help Superman. Together, they raced to the ruins of the Fortress of Solitude to stop the duplicate Eradicator program from joining with the D-13 technology. The Eradicator merged with the Eradicator program and shot himself into deep space away from Earth. Months later, the Eradicator returned to Earth to warn Superman about the approach of Imperius. However, a rash move by Professor Hamilton saw the Eradicator angered into taking matters into his own hands. Superman used the Theta State, which keeps the Eradicator distracted with a giant projection. Superman flies into the Eradicator's body and uses their psychic link to flood the Eradicator with images of the other new Krypton. Unable to comprehend the thoughts assaulting his mind, the Eradicator begins to break up, separating the bulk of the remains of the Fortress of Solitude from the body of David Connor. Gathering up the wreckage, Superman and Stripe return to the Steelworks, where they employ the Absolute Zero Chamber to freeze him. Imperiax, a destroyer of galaxies, the cosmic conqueror Imperiax created a notorious reputation, instilling fear even into Mongol, the conqueror himself. When Imperiax destroyed Warworld, Mongol sought the aid of one of his greatest, most powerful adversaries, Superman. Together, Superman and Mongol traveled into the far reaches of space and eventually engaged Imperiax in combat, or so they thought. The entity that they battled was what would become known as a probe, a foot soldier for the true Imperiax. Soon afterwards, Imperiax sent a massive probe to assault the Earth, triggering a major war. Imperiax's invasion of the planet proved to be one of the worst assaults the Earth has faced so far. Several cities and villages around the world were decimated. Several major metahumans lost their lives or were lost during the onslaught. Among the most notable included Aquaman, Maxima, Massacre, the legendary Frank Rock, who gained fame as the courageous Sergeant Rock of World War II, Guy Gardner, and the Amazonian Queen Hippolyta. Ultimately, it took the combined efforts of Superman and one of his deadliest foes, Darkseid, in order to defeat Imperiums. While the extraterrestrial terror was beaten, the after effects of its assault remained for a region. The city of Topeka was nearly destroyed, and Paradise Island had to be reconstructed. Heroes such as Guy Gardner, a.k.a. Warrior, Aquaman, and Frank Rock, all thought to have been killed in the conflict, have only recently resurfaced.
No one ever died.
And
ever.
President Lex Luthor, who so far has had a scandal-free term, narrowly avoided a big controversy when it was revealed that he could have had prior knowledge of the invasion and acted to save more lives. For Superman, the effects of the war were truly great. The Man of Steel found himself questioning his campaign to fight for truth, justice, and the American way. His father-in-law, Major Samuel Lane, who served in President Luthor's cabinet as Secretary of Defense, was murdered by incorrect probes. His death was very painful for daughter Lois Lane, causing her to lose faith in Superman's ability, and even his loyalty to her as her husband. Superman even adopted a black background to replace the gold in his classic insignia.
Wow.
Slowly, for surely, things are returning to normalcy. On a positive note, Superman is Clark Kent, has rekindled the love and enjoyment between he and his wife, Lois Lane. Also, several noteworthy conversations with fellow heroes Guy Gardner and Uncle Sam have helped Superman regain the confidence he nearly lost. With the aftermath of the Imperial invasion, Superman has gained more confidence, more experience, more of a psychological edge in his never-ending pursuit to combat evil wherever it exists.
Look at
edgy. Anything else?
That's it.
Wow.
Do we now know everything?
Uncounted ages ago, the homeworld of the old gods split asunder, shattered by Ragnarok's final war. Out of this cataclysm were born two worlds. New Genesis, the bright and beautiful planet of renewed hope, watched over by High Father of the new gods. The other planet, spinning forever in the shadow of its sister world, the dark and sinister apocalypse. The cruel and merciless dark side ruled this world and all inhabitants. He sent forth his Omega beings to Earth to bring Superman to him. Superman, in his guise as Clark Kent, did not realize these secret beings were meant for his alter ego. The beings connect and transport him to Apocalypse before Darkseid. Darkseid, surprised that his Omega beams would have faltered, disposes of Kent by throwing him out the window. Superman, after surviving the extreme heat of the fire pit, ends up leading a short-lived resistance in Apocalypse. Unfortunately, the denizens of this world do not know anything but their lord, Darkseid, and all swiftly fall back into his servitude. A resurrected Doomsday plagued Darkseid after the asteroid the cyborg Superman tied him to came into contact with a vessel on its course to Apocalypse. Doomsday wreaked havoc upon Darkseid's forces and then withstood his Omega beams, bringing Darkseid to his knees.
Wow.
Superman learned that Apocalypse was having troubles after the Sod called the JLA for help in locating the new gods. Superman set off for Apocalypse with a Mother Box as his guide. He finds to his astonishment, the cyborg, Hank Henshaw, and Doomsday. After helping a mortally wounded Darkseid with the Mother Box, Superman confronts Henshaw and tries unsuccessfully to stop Doomsday on Apocalypse. Darkseid traps Henshaw's consciousness with his Omega beams, and Superman goes after Doomsday, a trip that leads to depositing Doomsday at the end of time where he was destroyed. Darkseid is in Superman's debt for saving his life. Soon after, a body that mysteriously appears in his tomb plagues Superman. He goes to Apocalypse to confront Darkseid and finds no answer. While Darkseid knows of his troubles, he was not involved. He sends Superman back to Earth and feels the debt repaid. When Excalibur, one of Darkseid's assassins, makes an appearance in Metropolis, Superman is once again forced to go back to Apocalypse because of his conscience. When he was last there, he defeated an army of Granny's soldiers. Darkseid ordered Calibur to kill them all, including his own daughter, Luna. Superman bargained with Darkseid for the lives of the soldiers, and Darkseid sends him back to Earth. Then Darkseid releases the cyborg's consciousness and sends him away from Apocalypse. Darkseid only deals with Superman when it benefits his own agenda. He is content to rule his planet and buys his time until opportunities arise.
Pathetic.
Did Darkseid ever decide what his day was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets next.
Yeah.
She went wrong.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad. Genetic killing machine created long ago on one of Krypton's moons by scientists doing genetic experiments designed to further cloning research. Doomsday has the power to regenerate after being killed by an opponent. when regenerated, Doomsday has gained immunity to the previous cause of death. That sucks. Possessing amazing levels of strength and resistance, this uncontrollable killing machine has managed to cause havoc on several planets, including an assault on the Guardians of the Universe, planet Oa. After one defeat, Doomsday was left bound and imprisoned in a vault buried in the United States Midwest. Over time, Doomsday recovered and eventually broke free of the vault. In only hours, Doomsday managed to blaze a trail of destruction moving east, easily defeating the available superheroes. Only Superman was powerful enough to stop him, and finally managed to apparently kill Doomsday in Metropolis in front of the Daily Planet, before himself collapsing apparently dead. Doomsday's body was examined by scientists before the cyborg...